Today's daf is daf Lamed, and we're now holding at the two dots, which is about four lines down from the middle, so that we had gotten all the way to the end of the machlokas here of Rava and Reb Nachman. We are now holding with a series of actual cases, which begins with the following. This is, by the way, a standard, we're going to see a standard formulation for a case when somebody is saying to a friend, this is my land, get off. So the way that it's put in the sugyas is my ba'it b'hai beta. What precisely do you want with this house? Is the literal translation. Meaning, this is my house, what are you doing in my house? Omalei, so he said to him, minachzavante, look, I bought it from you and I already used it. For Shnei Chazaka. So whatever was required for Chazaka, I've been here. Omar Lei, Beshukev Aroy Avoy. So he says, well, that's all very nice, but I've been doing business in China very far away during all these 3 years. I had no idea that you were in my house. And the halacha is that if you're in a locale where it isn't easy to find out about things, such as in countries where the communications and the borders are tightly watched. So then you cannot have a chazaka because the owner can say, look, had I known about it, I would have been meicha, and there's nothing I could have done about it. So I certainly didn't act inconsistently with being a Bali. So therefore, even though normally if you would be away in a different country, you would say, chavra chavra yisle, chavra yisle. But in a case where there is either war or it's in a dictatorship and the people cannot communicate freely, so there, and it's the case here, there you cannot get a chazaka because the other person may not have even known that you were there. So therefore you would have watched your contract. So the so-called squatter, that the guy's claiming is a squatter, says to him, yeah, well, it's all very nice you were away. But I know that you were away, but I also happen to have witnesses who will testify to the fact that every year you spend 30 days right here back in your hometown, and there's no way you didn't hear about my being there during those 30 days. So therefore, you should have asked around, you would have found out how long I've been here, and you would have been mocha. Well, Marley, so he said, that's not true. Because when I come for Tlatin Yumi, those 30 days, what do you think I'm doing during those 30 days? Taking vacation and playing tiddlywinks. Bishukoy avitaridna. Basically, those 30 days are the 30 days that I use to take everything that I've worked on all year and import it and to market it here so I can go back and make money next year. So I was very, very busy with marketing. I had no idea that you were in my home. As far as where I lived, I have another apartment downtown, and this happens to be the case, and I never even checked up on my house because I'm going to be busy for the next 3-4 years in making some money now. So Amar Rava, they brought this to Rava, and Rava said that is a valid taina. 30 days back in town, when a person is busy in business, is not sufficient time for you to be able to taina that he definitely knew what was happening. In another case, Ehudi Yomalei Lachavri, Maiba Itbahai Ara, this time it wasn't a house, it was a piece of property, and he says, what are you doing here? Now, in this case, as we're going to see, he himself was the original owner, really himself didn't have a contract. But since the guy responded, Omar Lay, the ostensible squatter, said to him, what do you mean what I'm doing here? Viplania Zavinta, I bought it from a certain guy, and that guy told me he bought it from you. Omar Lay, the Zavna Minach. So, you know, even though I haven't been here for 3 years, here's my shtar, and, you know, it's mine. So the guy says, well, you know, why don't we just cut to the quick on this? Because you just admitted that it was mine. And the only reason you think it's yours is because you bought it from so-and-so. Is that correct? So, Amale, Atlaf Komodita, did you not just agree that Hai Ara Didihi, you told me that he bought it from me, okay? So you admit that Atlo Zavinta Mino, you didn't buy it from me. And you have no real reason to believe that guy when he says that he bought it from me. You don't have any witnesses that he was there even for a day. You don't have any witnesses. He doesn't have any shtar. All you're telling me is that he told you that he had bought it from me. So if you agree it was mine, and you agree that there's no reason for you to have been stupid enough to believe him, that he had bought it from me, the two of us really have nothing much to discuss. Because you have no claim against me, and I don't know who you are. So all I want you to do is get your moving truck here and get out of here. Lav baldorim didiat. We have nothing to discuss, not in court and not out of court. Because we're all agreed that I'm the owner and that you have no claims. So, shalom. Omar Rav, Adina Karmali. It's absolutely true. Because, look, there was no eidus that guy had bought it from him. And since we have Ovira Das Baldin, so in other words, the so-called squatter, he admits himself that it wasn't his and it belongs to the other guy. So there's nothing for him to base the claim on over here at all. If Lamaisi had a chazaka, and he would have said that I know that that guy bought this land from you because I saw him buy it. Or he would have said there were Aiden, that he was there for a day. You know, so at least I presumed that he could actually, he was actually an owner. But in this case, you're not saying anything. You don't have a chazaka. You don't have a shtar. You have somebody who sold you the Brooklyn Bridge, and you're trying to take the bridge away from the state of New York. Obviously, it's not going to do you much good. Ahud Yomalei Lechavre. In another case, somebody says, "My ba'it v'hayara, what are you doing here?" Omar Lei. Well, I bought it from so-and-so, and ve'achalte shnei chazaka, and I've been here long enough to get a chazaka on it. Omar Lei, so the original owner said, well, that's very interesting, but that guy had no right to this property. He's a ganav. So plani gazalmehi. So I don't know why you think that you have any rights to it just because you have a chazaka. A chazaka needs a taina. What's your taina? So he said to him, Omar Lei, v'yaitle sahade v'yatoim lechibach. Oh, yeah, I happen to have witnesses who can come to court and testify that they were present when I came to you and your consulting service and asked you whether this field was a good buy or not. And you said to me, oh, this is a great buy. You should definitely buy this property. So how can you turn around having told me that it's a great deal and I should buy it and now claim that actually he didn't even own it? I mean, you didn't say a word then. Oh, my life. So I said, well, of course I didn't say a word because I needed a sucker like you to buy the field. The guy who had it in his rishus had stolen it from me. He's got one of the top lawyers in the country. It's all I need to challenge him. I would have been around in court for 10 years. But a schmo like you, if I could talk you into buying the field, I'll get it from you like a piece of cake. It's like stealing candy from a baby. So thank you very much for doing my work for me. You can go deal with this guy and try to get your money. But right now, Hasheni Noachli, number two, and that's you, you're easy for me to deal with. Harishon Kasha Emenu, the first guy that was there, I didn't feel like dealing with him in court. Marava, well, this guy may not be a very nice guy, the inglorious, as you know, but Dina Kamerlai. I mean, it's true. He could certainly say that. It's a reasonable taina, so even though it was lifnei iver and all of that, but bottom line is you can't prove that somebody doesn't own it just because he told someone else to buy it. Says the governor, wait a minute. That's a big machlokas, whether if somebody has indicated that he doesn't own a property, that he can then just say, well, I wanted somebody else to buy it. I mean, that's a machlokas in a Mishnah. And it happens to be that Rava's psak that you can say this is a das yochid. Kiman, you're telling us that Rava over here is paskening like ke'ademon? The Tanan, what am I referring to? I'm referring to the Mishnah of Ha'orer al Hasadeh. Case over here in the Mishnah Ksuvos is that someone comes along to Taina that the person who is in a Soda is actually occupying his Soda, and he wants the guy out. Now that guy shows that the person who claims the Soda is his is actually signed on the deed of sale. And he's chotum aleha be'ed, he's a witness that this sale took place. So therefore he's tining, if the guy himself is a witness, how can he claim that it's his field? He's a witness to somebody else is selling it. Isn't that a big riot that it's not his field? So Atmon says, it's not a riot, because the guy could say, Asheni noachli, Arishon kashay meno. I wanted you to buy the field because I needed a sucker that I'd be able to take the court easy. Whereas the Chachomim say, no, you signed on that shtar, you were ibeid et zchuto, he lost any rights that he had by signing on it. So, I mean, it's strange that Rava would paskin like a das yochid. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a das yochid. In this case, afilu teimer rabbanan. The rabbanan would be made over here. Why? Don't you understand there's a big difference between a guy signing a document and a guy that just offers advice? I mean, to say, the Chachamim is saying, look, you're going to sign on a document which is a very serious move. It's going to be brought into court, and it's obviously going to stand against you. To give a guy a piece of advice, do you think it's a good price? Yeah, I do think it's a good price. Of course, he doesn't own it, but I won't mention that. But it's a great price. You should buy it. It's a good field. Okay, that you could do, and that the Rabbanu would also agree. The only machlokus between Admon and the Chachomim is to go ahead and actually sign a contract. I mean, that's heavy duty. So the Chachomim say, at kedekach, a person who signs a contract certainly can't come back and say, well, it was really my field and I was only signing so that the other guy would buy it. So hacha dibura, just to say something, over nish to mikra v'ome, people will say something that, you know, they don't take into consideration all of the implications. It's going to be in court and it'll take away their rights. And so they say something because it seemed like an easy way out at the time. Another case, when somebody says, my bait to buy, what do you want with this piece of property? Meaning it's mine. So Omar Lai, so he says to him, well, I bought it from so-and-so. So we plenty of zavinte. And I've been here the requisite number of years to have a chazok. Oh, yeah? Well, Planya Gazlanahu. He didn't own that property. Oh, Marley. Is that so? I have witnesses. The Atit Bu'urta. You came to me last night. And you told me, Vamartali, you asked me to sell you this piece of property. Now, because I refused to sell you the piece of property, all of a sudden today, you have me in court claiming it's your piece of property. Now, how do you explain that if I have witnesses that say you offered to buy it from me? So obviously, you're trying to get me out no matter what. You don't own this property. Omar Lay, so he said, no, that's not true. Amina Isbundinoi, I decided, you know what? I'm ready to pay not to go to court. I'll buy the pain of the case if I can get a good deal from you. So I offered to buy it. But that's one approach. That's what Rabbeinu Hananel's approach. Isbundinoi, I will buy the court case. The other simple way of understanding it is, Isbundinoi, I offered to buy that which is mine. Which boils down basically to the same idea, it's just Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat is a little bit cuter. And I'm ready to buy the litigation, that's what it means. And then that, Enochinami, Omar Rava, Rava said, you know what? That's a very good taina. Ovidinish, there's Avindine. People actually are willing to spend money to buy something in order to avoid needing to go to court over it. What's it worth it? Another maisa. What are you doing here? Omar le, I bought it from a certain guy, Miplanya Zavina, and I've been here. I've been here long enough to have a chazaka, whatever is necessary, and I no longer have my shtar. Omar le, so the other guy said, no, oh, that's very interesting. So you've been here 3 years, have you? You see, I have a shtar, unfortunately for you, that I bought it for him, from him 4 years ago. So apparently he turned around 3 years ago and sold it to you, and you poor fellow think that you have a chazaka on it because he never said anything, but he had no right to sell it to you. And therefore, you have a chazaka without any taina. So, makes no difference. Said the guy to him, well, that's very cute, but I never said I only was here for 3 years. I said I was here the necessary years to establish a chazaka. That's all I said. So, me savor shnei chazaka talach shanik? I mean, what did you think I meant? I've only been here 6 years? I've been here a long time. I meant shnei chazaka tuvaka. I mean, I was here way before the guy sold it to you. Amar Rava, that is a good taina. A person can definitely say that that's what he meant. The reason that it's important, I mean, obviously he's going to have to establish by witnesses that he was there for this amount of time. So what do we care whether it's the thing that people would say or not say? What's Rava saying? But as we're going to see a bit later, you cannot offer a taina in a court and then, for convenience, change it to make another taina. So if there is a suit, you have to stick with your position. As a matter of fact, we even have a special court stenographer that is going to take down those positions to make sure that you're not going to try to change your position. Therefore, if lemaisa, it would not be included in the meaning of shnei chazaka, and shnei chazaka would be used only as meaning 3 years, then it wouldn't help that you had edus. Because you can't, we'll see later on, you cannot be to'ein v'chozer v'to'ein. You can't change your taina after you already put it in. But Rava says this is not called to'ein v'chozer v'to'ein. You're just explaining what was meant, and it's a perfectly reasonable explanation. The truth is you never said that you were only there for 3 years, and therefore it's perfectly acceptable. But let's make one thing clear, says the Gemara. Hanemi le de achla sheva. You had to have witnesses that you ate it for at least 7 years, because that way you had already established a chazaka 3 years before the guy turned around and wrote a shtar to this other person. So then you can establish that it was yours before this person sold it. But if you were there less, so then karim chazaka da'ai l'shtar da'ach. Then the guy who's there now has a chazaka that was there earlier than the shtar that this person is claiming to have because he bought it, you see. But if you were there, let's say, only 6 years, so then what happened? This guy, 2 years after you invaded the field, went up and sold it to somebody else. Selling a field to somebody else is the biggest mecha imaginable. What he's saying is, look, I'm not going to worry about this jerk who's sitting there and have to. I'll just sell the place. Let the next guy worry about it. So, ein lecha gedola, ein lecha mecha'a gedola mizu. There's no bigger mecha'a than selling it out. So unless you had a full chazaka before, it's not going to help you to say that you were there a bit before the other guy. And getting on to this issue about Toin v'chozer v'toin is what we're going to do tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Now let's do our rapid review. Ahudi omer le'chavri mai ba'ita ba'i beita, omer le'minoch zevante, v'achate shnei chazaka. Omer le' big deal, b'shuk b'roi avoy. Omer le' v'ayit lisa'adi t'koshata havayatita t'latin yumi. Omar Lei, sure, but Tlatin Yumi Bishuko Yavi Taridna. Omar Rava, well, it's perfectly reasonable that Ovid Inish to go Tlatin Yumi, Torah Bishuko. Ahudi Amar Lekavri, my Beit Bayara, Omar Le Mi Planya Zavim, to the Omar Le Zav Naminach. Omar Le, okay, so in other words, you admit that it was mine, my RDD. And you further admit that Atlo Zavim to Minoi. Fine, so get out. Zil, Lav Bal Dvorin Bidiyat. Omar Rava, Dinoka Omar Le. Ahudi Amar Lekavri, my Beit Bayara. Omar Le Mi Planya Zavina, the Viachalte Shrecha Zoka. Omar Le, Planya is a goslin. Amalei, really now, va'itli sahadei, da toi imluchi b'cha, and you told me to go ahead and buy it. Amalei, of course I did. Hasheni noach li, arishon koshe menu. Amalei, Rava, well, dinoka amalei. Wait a minute, keman ke ademon? Titzano orer ala sadeva chatum alei be'ed. Ademon omer hasheni noach li, arishon koshe menu. Vechachamim omrim, ibedet zechuto. No. Actually, afilu tema rabanan. Hatam Avid Le Maaseh. Ravalacha Dibura. Okay, big deal. Avid Inish Demakri Va'amri, even according to the Rabbana. Ahuti Omle Lechavri Mai Ba'ita Bayara. Omar Le Mi Planya Zavinta Ve'chatish Nechazoka. Omar Le Planya Gazalno. Omar Le, well, Ha'itli Sa'adi De'atita Ba'urta Va'amartali Zavna Ni'ali. Why did you do that if it was yours? Omar Le, because I was ready to pay for my own thing. Amina Izbundinoi. Omar Rava Ovidinish, the Zavindine. Ahudi Omale Lachavri, my Baita Bayara. Omale Planya Zvina, the Achatish Rechazoka. Omale, well, that's not going to help you very much because I have a shtar that has been here longer than your 3 years of Chazoka. The Zavne Lemine are Boishni. Omale, well, I never said only 3 years. Misavarti Shle Chazoka Tlat Shnani Kamina. I said Shle Chazoka plus Lats. Tuva Kamina. Omar Rava, well, Avida Inish de Korla, Shamitu Veshnechazoka. Vahani Mile de Okla Sheva Shni. Because in that case, Kodim Chazoka Dahai, Lishtara Dahach. But if anything less than that, Shlet Shichdin, let's say, in the Chamecha Gedolam is O.